is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Meet Jackie. Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice. It's Levin Miller. Thank you again for being with me. I don't know what you do at 11 a.m., but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you do that do and that you do that do with me. Thank you for letting me be in your company. Thank you for being in my company. I didn't do this yesterday because, you know, I don't like to run out of time, particularly during the month of May, because, you know, I've got the series going. You can join me again on Friday. I've confirmed Cladwell Farrington. He's going to be my guest on Friday as we continue in the month of May, right? About the goings-on of the events that we know to be May 10th. You should continue to commit it to your memory. It is the greatest act of human sacrifice in this nation's history, and as such, I shall do all that I can to keep it alive. So yesterday, I didn't get to this, not because I was wayward, but because I just didn't want to detract from that. But it was indeed Mother's Day on Sunday past, and because it was Mother's Day, I like to always give my mother the one gift that I'm sure she can never grow weary of having. I gave her a son that wasn't in the confines of Her Majesty's Foxhill Prison. Yes, and so she was able to touch me, feel me. We could sing together. We could cry together. And I could do all other manner of sonly deeds toward my mother, should she desire or require it of me at any moment on Mother's Day. And so I gave her that. Also, I gave her a son that wasn't in Lakeview. So she gets two gifts from me every Mother's Day thus far for the last 36 years. And I'm sure she's quite happy with it, right? And she gets to stress me out on the day after Mother's Day like she did yesterday and even the day after Mother's Day. And so, again, to my mother, happy Mother's Day past. She's been at it for 36 years now. But while I was out and about, because my mother went to some Mother's Day something, right? And I believe that there is an unwritten rule that you should make sure cook for the children. I don't care how old they is, cook for the children on Mother's Day, because this is how we substantiate your foot place in the realm of motherhood. Well, my mother abandoned those duties on Sunday. She was derelict in that regard. And thank God for the woman now. Thank God for good, safe Negro women in and around metropolitan Nassau that heard the cry of the Negro man on Sunday. And because my mother was somewhere out frolicking, they fed the Negro man. And it is for that I pray long life on them. And when they are old women, may streaks of gray color their hair almost like grains of white color the black pepper. That is what I hope for them. They've been considerably benevolent to me. They open the bowels of their home. invited me in and gave me meal to eat. Listen, it is the Christian thing to do. And now I can no longer say that when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Because when I was hungry, those women on Sunday, oh hallelujah, they came to my rescue. But even when Mama didn't come, and those decent, safe women, I surmise them to be, saved me and fed me on Mother's Day. So I had to send them a shout out. Because I don't know where my mother was or what she was doing, but I imagine it was a jolly old time. Anyway, so we've been real serious yesterday, because yesterday was May 10th. As I've said before, it was the anniversary of the HMBS Flamingo. But unless you live under a rock, right? Unless you're hiding somewhere. Man, you have to know that yesterday marked the 365th or 5 days left in the full administration of what would be the Free National Movement. By this time, 4 years ago, the ox blood dye had begun to recede from the hairline of Perry Gladstone Christie. He had begun to have grays somehow find their way into the sidelines of his hair. Instantly, he dropped 10 pounds and he went into hiding. And Perry Christie was almost never to be heard from again. As a matter of fact, if you would recall, I think it was about 6 months, not a single utterance from the loquacious Perry Gladstone Christie. And the thing about it that was so funny for me is because I remember, I think it would have been the rally in North Andros. Perry Christie gets on the stage and he say, you know, they say they could beat Christie in Farm Road. Are you out there? I say, they say they are going to beat Perry Christie in Farm Road. And I say to myself, man, they gotta be joking. Because when you do it, like I do it, on election day, when the dust is settled and the smoke is clear, all you will hear from across the park is Christie, 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 PLB. And of course the crowd goes, all the way, PLB. All the PLB. Like only Perry Christie could. Well, when the dust was settled and the smoke was clear, the only thing I heard, Kermit, on election day was this. Give a fire burning in my soul. Give a fire burning in my soul. Give a fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Give a fire burning in my soul. Give a fire burning in my soul. And so the FNM gets a mandate to run the country for the next 4 years. And now I see in the newspaper, the prime minister is saying that we had catastrophe after catastrophe. You had Hurricane Irma. I inherit that. And then I walk into Dorian. And right after that, we had the pandemic. And you could focus on rebuilding after the hurricane, but then what would happen to your economy? And if you focus on just the poor during the pandemic, then what would happen to the rebuilding? And so we lost 3 years. So we only had 1 year. Now, I'll tell you my difficulty with the mathematics, and I brought in the best political pundit I think I could find. The difficulty I have with the mathematics is this. If you could do nothing in 1 year, and you claim you've lost 3 years, as of yesterday, you officially have 1 year. And my math suggests that if you could do nothing in the first 1 year, and you lose 3 years, and as of yesterday, you got officially 1 year. Well, it sounds like you could do a whole lot more than nothing for this next year. And that is why I brought it to Howard Grant. He is here to tell me whether or not he is still minded that the Free National Movement is going to
why
be able
you
to
stop
rescue them.
Whether or not I still minded?
From the doldrums of this, what is now bordering on ineptitude in governance.
I am, and thank you so very kindly for the opportunity.
I like this
funding,
by the way.
You do?
Yeah, it's plush.
I appreciate it, my boy. I put it together.
Yeah.
Well, you know, from COVID, you made some modifications.
Okay,
I had the plush one. I had
okay.
The
all right.
And to pull it down. But I appreciate the opportunity to be able to see here, to sit here with you. I was waiting with bated breath at the door because I didn't know if Dwight was going to kick me out of the building. So
oh, Lord. They told me they was letting you into the VIP access. I was shocked when I come to see you in the actual foyer.
I thought Dwight was going to, oh, Howard, you need to sit outside. Do a remote from outside,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
No, but I appreciate the opportunity, man. And as of the Free National Movement has 1 year.
One.
They have 364 days. Talk to me.
And I like the way Fred, see, unlike us who sensationalize everything, you know, as much as I dislike Fred Mitchell many times, he was the one that was sober in mind the whole time. Fred, so you're all talking about annihilation of the PLP and obliteration, and I want you all to discontinue this.
We got 5 years and we'll be back.
The FNM administration has captured the mandate to govern, and they have 60 months. That is all they have. 60 months. And Fred Mitchell was correct, because as of yesterday...
Very level-headed in his
they have
approach.
11 months and 29 days. Mm-hmm. And that's no matter how you cut the cake. Mm-hmm. That's all they got left. Mm-hmm. And the prime minister's assessment is that we really couldn't do nothing because all we had was 1 year. So if you couldn't do nothing with 1 year and all you got left is 1 year, then what exactly?
Presumably, we have 1 year left. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Uh-huh. Because there was a very clear...
A long time ago said August 26th.
This year.
Hear the voice of the prophet, all right?
Okay.
August 26th.
I ain't no prophet, I is a seer. That means I is observed. That's
hear
it.
Hear the voice of the prophet, you hear me? August 26th is when we go in for it. And they could try to... The prime minister is now saying, Howard, I know what I could do with the emergency order. He can know. Because if he tell you all that he don't plan to renew the emergency order, then you all know that's the sign. Mm-hmm. So when May 31st comes, or whenever the next Thursday is after that, he's going to say, you know what, Mr. Speaker? After much contemplation, I believe that it is time in these very difficult situations that a government must reposture itself. Mm-hmm. I must now go and reach for new talent. Mm-hmm. The best way for me to do that in a parliament that is obviously stalemated with an independent speaker, as prime minister, I must now go and receive a new mandate from the people. He's going to pull on Andrew Holness. Within 90 days of the day, Mr. Speaker, the next general election will be held. And then it will be mass pandemonium. Everybody will be running around trying to get themselves together. That's
I don't
what's going to
so.
Happen.
I
August 26th.
So. I don't think it can be
hear
mass
the
pandemonium.
Voice of the prophet.
I, if it happens in that particular manner, I don't believe that there will be mass pandemonium. I really believe that everyone is prepared to do what they have to do. I do not believe that the people of this country are going to be inundated with anything. They've already put fences around their house.
No, but see how would I
you can't come sit on my city.
This is what I believe the strategy is. The strategy is going to be, we are now in election mode, 90 days out from the ending of the emergency order. And here is how we manage our chances of winning the election. We put the COVID restrictions in place. So now people like Howard can say, man, I ain't getting no day. You got to get your nose swab to go. I ain't fooling with that today. You got to do what? Take a... I'm not doing that. People have been trying to get me to go Atlantis and things like that. I ain't going. If the cotton have to go in my nose,
you're
I ain't again. Going.
Yeah,
full
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah. And so when they say, in order to go to the poll, you got to show up. But you say, man, I'm not doing that. Mama them from the PLB might go. But it's, they dying, right? It could literally only be but 9,000 of them.
Don't kill mama them.
It only could be 9,000
You can't kill mama them.
Right? But 9,000 ain't enough to win. So all the FNM has to rely on is that the FNM hopefuls, delightfuls, and fruit flies will all show up. Once they show up, especially the fruit flies, they must come. The FNM.
That's
only,
not going to happen.
You only need to win by one.
That's not going to happen the way that you think.
No?
No, it's not going to happen like that.
I don't know.
It's not.
I think he's trying to run the quarterback.
It's not. The Prime Minister has made some strong commitments to the people of the Bahamas when he took office in 2017. He continues to be able to go over it. And the papers this morning continues to both the Guardian and the Tribune talks about, you know, ad nauseum about, you know, what he says his commitment would be. And then he starts to talk about his blown off costs. He talked about his term for, you know, limited terms for prime minister.
Not done.
Right. He hasn't done any of these
dates,
things, right? Fixed
done.
Election dates.
Yeah.
None of these particular
they
things,
gave us
right?
The independent prosecution's office. But I mean, you might as well have said, Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers. It would be equivalent in weight to the same thing, right? It means nothing.
Right.
Then they gave us the other day the information commissioner and... I really don't know what does that amount to, right? So these things have been non-consequential. No one has felt them in our society, right? I will commend them. They have reinstated the power to the magistrate to grant bail. I think that that was a holy thing
yes.
to do.
Yes,
it
yes.
It was the Christian thing to do. Mm-hmm. It was admirable. And I want to say I credit Ellsworth Johnson for it because I know that that has been something in his mind before his mm-hmm. ascension mm-hmm. To ministerial capacity. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that the God in me believed that the God in Ellsworth was behind that.
But my point to this is this. This is why you should not have so many yes men around you. Not to indicate that the cabinet is full of yes men, but tradition has placed politicians and those that aspire to identify the persons that support them mm-hmm. to get to a position and retain this position, as opposed to looking for the A.D. Hannahs, to looking for the Milo Butlers, to looking for the Loftus Rokers, to looking for the independent-minded persons mm-hmm. who has an objective to be able to push the country forward and be able to, and just neutrally, okay, this is for the Bahamian people, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We've seen successive governments identify persons that support them relentlessly. Mm-hmm. I support you.
I call them the fruit flies.
I support you.
Kill my ma, FNM.
Listen, no, they don't support the FNM. Listen, there's a preamble before you hear FNM or PLP. Mm-hmm. As a Perry Christie.
Oh, yeah.
PLP.
Yeah.
As a Hubert Ingram.
FNM.
FNM.
Yeah.
As a Hubert Minnis. Effort, the preamble
yeah. Yeah.
is stronger
yeah.
than the constitution of the party.
Very correct.
It's too heavy.
I can throw off running, yeah.
It is too heavy.
Yeah.
You understand me? And because of the preamble, these yes men that continue to genuflect perpetually mm-hmm. at the feet of all those that they serve, they cannot stand up and say, Prime Minister, I have this particular thing. There is no autonomy right now in the ministerial positions. The Prime Minister dealing with all these things on top of being the competent authority. Mm-hmm. And that is the reason we having a problem in this country.
Well, you know, I've likened it. I don't know if you've watched 300, Rise of the
Yeah, man, I watch all the 300, yeah.
Yeah, the one where Xerxes goes into the gold bar and he mm-hmm. and he ascends as Xerxes.
Yes.
I feel like that is where he would be this is at this present.
He's ascending?
He's now the God King, right? He's the God King and we all must bow in reverence to the God, right? But the Prime Minister, the difficulty with it is, I don't think he's been believable, all right? And I'll tell you what is so fascinating. Never before in my mind's history do I recall there being such a thirst for a refreshing of the mandate. The actions of the Speaker suggest to me that there needs to be a refreshing of the mandate. People have lost confidence in whether or not this, the amount of fanfare that was created around a regular policy of the force. Listen to me. It is not unusual for in an election cycle, members of the armed forces to make themselves available for early registration. Mm-hmm. It is also not unusual mm-hmm. for that list of people to be printed somewhere for the commander's information. Mm-hmm. He needs to know where his assets can be deployed. Mm-hmm. I can't send Howard on the course because Howard planned to vote. Mm-hmm. Miller say he ain't going mm-hmm. or he ain't voting. He's not registered. Mm-hmm. Perfect man to send on the course. He mm-hmm. has the necessary requirements. Mm-hmm. Okay, Howard is registered in Grand Bahama mm-hmm. anyhow. He mm-hmm. only come to Nassau mm-hmm. to join the Defense Force. Mm-hmm. I will now send him on a detachment mm-hmm. into his constituency, and he could now vote in Grand Bahama as a Grand Bahamian, although he works on the force. And so those things influence the commander's intent. Mm-hmm. It is not unusual. Mm-hmm. The fact that it caught a fire the way it did the other day is because everybody is grasping for straws for a reason. Mm-hmm. for this administration to go and get itself a new mandate. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you this, they've been teetering around it.
This heavy what you're saying. You
they
know.
Do not want to do it.
This heavy what you're saying.
But
you know.
It, all of the institutions that gird up governance are now crumbling in under the pressure of uncertainty of whether or not these people still have the moral authority to govern on behalf of us and aren't just place filling.
I won't touch this. I won't touch this because you start to talk about refreshing the mandate. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the issues I had over at my former location, talk to me, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is...
In your other dispensation.
In my other dispensation. Talk to me. The issue that I had was not that there was a problem with the mandate mm-hmm. of the organization, of the corporation. Mm-hmm. Not that the objective, the vision was contrary to my convictions as a man. Mm-hmm. The issue that I had was that there was this tradition that actually superseded everything else.
It is the invisible thing in the room.
Man, talk to me. I won't mm-hmm. get deep with you for 2 seconds mm-hmm. because I feel like I have to say this so we could be able to kind of blot out some things in mm-hmm. our country. Mark 7 and 13 start to talk about you nullify the authority of God by your traditions. This heavy. This was too heavy. And when you nullify the authority of God, God says, I put my word above my name. His word is his constitution.
Okay.
The Free National Movement nor the PLP needs to refresh a mandate. They need to eradicate the traditions that have stagnated the progression of both their political organizations and the country. All they got to do is get back to their constitution. Once they get back to their constitution and allow these persons without this kind of yes sir, master sir mindset to be able to operate in their gifts and talents, we would see the country moving forward.
But Howard, the difficulty I have with that argument is this, and Howard Grant joins me in the studio. We like to talk, so y'all should probably call if y'all want to stop us from talking, because we could talk to one another for an hour. 323-623-2352-5431-6325-4259. You can call me on those. You can text me on 422-4796. Howard, my difficulty is this. The Bahamian people have begun to salivate for any semblance of something that looks as if it is in their interest. And I say this as respectfully as I know how. I do not know how there is now in the consciousness of people circulating that Lincoln Bain can be the prime minister. And I like him. He's a great guy. I think he's very intelligent. And
I don't think he is.
And he's very, I think
Lincoln is intelligent. No, but what I'm saying to you is that I don't think that's in nobody's mind.
Well.
Who's saying this?
Well, it's circulating in social media. I have met more people in the last 2 weeks talking about the $100,000 a year than I have met talking about any of the other policies or possibilities offering by the other parties. The point I'm making to you is just last election, the man was ordained as a minister of the gospel, right? And although that doesn't nullify his journey or quest or desire
probably qualify him.
Life, the point I'm making to you is, well, just 5 years ago, we were considering him a man that would look after people's spiritual life. Here today, people are so in need or in want of,
desperate
of something that looks and feels like it's about them, that they are now saying, man, I wonder, you think it could be Lincoln? And that is something that I think this administration ought to be wary of. Because I will tell you this, during the era, and I can't speak much about the era of Lyndon Pinlan because I wasn't really in command of all of my mental faculties at that time. But certainly during the era of Hubert Alexander Ingraham, the people like the BCPs you knew in your mind were not even afterthoughts. Like, you didn't even think about the BCP the day after the election. And here we are now. Man, if you drive along the highway, the Coalition of Independence got the whole highway blanketed with their banners. I see people driving in cars that they paid their own money for, flying flyers, or what you call those things, flags, with the demarcation of the Coalition of Independence, right?
But don't let
heard you the other day call them the COI. I don't know where you get that name from.
But you know what? Don't let that. Okay, in 2011, when we were up against what we were up against in the country, and Ranville took his position and his opportunity to be able to do what he did, he had everything, all the accoutrements necessary of a political organization. He looked extremely prepared. He had all the colors. He got the hand symbols. He got his flag. He got the shirts. We have all our stuff. You got your face on every bus and truck. You got all these things, but you have not received even 10% of the votes. Okay? Let's just shoot straight with the situation. Okay? And it has even worsened for the Democratic National Alliance in the next dispensation. Okay? And the issue that we have is that you could look like you're ready to jam. Right, you got all your sweat band on and everything. But when it's time to hit the court, you don't even have the principles of understanding this traveling, sir. You this breaking, sir. You don't understand these particular things because you have not been a student. And those that support you have not committed themselves to understanding intimately what's happening in this country. You cannot go at the forefront of this thing and just say, listen, I can get $100,000 for everybody. Listen, we want that in your first 100 days. We can need that. Bring the little check thing. You say you was going to get it. You ain't got it yet? Right. All right, we come to Rawson Square. And that will be the 5 years that he has.
The thing that I'm saying to you, though, Howard, is a country that has had the maturation of this country, right? We are and have been for all of my lifetime regional leaders. Mm-hmm. Our politicians.
That's by default, though. That ain't because of nothing we do.
Our politicians, whether you believe this or not, when you say the name Hubert Alexander Ingram in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. that name is like Mufasa. People recognize
it. It ain't Mufasa now. You're right? You're doing too much.
When you say the name Barry Gladstone Christie in the Caribbean, people recognize it.
Yeah.
The fact that we could be from the point where we have notarized, notifiable, identifiable figures in the persons of Hubert Alexander Ingram, Perry Gladstone Christie, and yet the Bahamian population salivates after neophytes, right? Makes you wonder, where did we take the wrong turn? And again, this is not to besmirch the character of Mr. Bain in any way. The fact that I could understand people being titillated by the idea of Orinthia Komolafe. She's new, she's yellow, she's female, right? That's the elephant in the room. She's a little powerhouse woman, and we want to see what this woman could be able to pull off. All right,
I'm not gonna. Listen,
but I
there's only
understand
two people in this
the
next
fascination
election
with
two parties.
Komolafe. I then do not understand with Mrs. Komolafe being a part of the triune choice, mm-hmm. right? Because all three of them boil right back into one. You could tell by the way they're able to just move around in these parties that this is a triune party system.
And the three will become one?
Correct.
You need to stop.
Right? And because Vaughn Miller could be a F&M one day and a PLP the other day. Renwood Wells could be a PLP one day and an F&M the next day. Mm-hmm. These parties must all be the same, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so even though we had the trifecta completed with the first female leader of the Democratic National Alliance with all of its accoutrements and its trinkets and the filigree and the tassel and it's shiny and we love it, right? Somehow, like the guy on Sesame Street would say, unbeknownst to us, mm-hmm. up from the bushes, mm-hmm. out jumps Lincoln Payne, right? Mm-hmm. And people are responding. Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder.
The FNM has done a significant job in the last dispensation.
They must have completely wasted this opportunity.
No. They have bombarded social media in the last dispensation, mm-hmm. right? So much so that seems to be a mandate by the PLP that anything that is even that smells mm-hmm. like defamatory, that smells as though you're going to be able to do some things, we're going to take legal action, we're going to be able to shut these things down, at least to kind of cause it to drip, okay? Mm-hmm. Social media, especially for this dispensation, the demographic that's going to control the next general election is the ages of 18 to 35. Let's call it 40. Now, 18
they
to 40.
They were 70% in the right? last election.
70%, and they increasing and becoming even stronger. Mm-hmm. You see, the fact of the matter is that in this next dispensation, as the only people that continue to be able to fan the flames of any one of these parties, right, is us within the media. We continue to talk about it. It's good for talk radio. It's good for these particular things. But at the end of the day, there's two parties that's going to be able to either lead this. One of the two parties is going to lead this country. That's it.
Well, if you feel that way, Howard.
It's only the FNM or the PLP.
If you feel that way, Howard, then how does somebody that feel that way then say to me with the same breath, from the same mouth, off of the same lips, that they couldn't see an Obi Wilskirm return?
No, I don't understand why.
Obi got song, you know.
Obi song bad. I was singing it whilst I was voting against it. I tell you, I was saying it differently. Obi Wilskirm.
Who is the man?
Obi. And listen.
So if you feel that way about conventional politics, then you must feel like there is still space for people like a 58, 59-year-old Obi Wilskirm.
I believe that Obi Wilskirm has his position within the PLP. And the position
and
is not
Minnesota
at the forefront.
No.
We're done with that.
Who could put on a tie and saunter across a room and know?
But I told you this before. I believe that Obi Wilskirm is one of the top three Democrats of our generation.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
Obi bad, you know.
No, you ain't telling me nothing.
Obi's a bad man.
You ain't telling me nothing.
But that don't mean I must vote for him every Jesus time. He's a bad man.
Yeah.
He needs to teach someone this.
Obi
knows. We would
name,
not know.
Name,
he know everybody's name.
Her name and the cat she had before she
We
died.
Would not know Neil C. Ellis if it was not for the kind of scouting the PLP and the mandate that the PLP had in this first dispensation to go throughout the family violence to identify talent and bring them to the forefront. And there are many men and women that can say that they have found their opportunities at the forefront of leadership as a result of that scouting. There are many men and women who could say, not necessarily find themselves in that position, but I would have never had a house if it wasn't for Bradley Roberts. There are many men and women who are empowered as a result of those particular things. Now, for the next dispensation, which represents our generation, do you believe that the front runner should be a person that come from yesterday? How we are going to ever get to tomorrow if the only thing that we do is box, kind of moonwalk into the future whilst looking at yesterday?
Same breath of air. Let's address that. So I believe one of the issues, though, Howard, is we find ourselves in the kerfuffle we're in now with this administration because they're all newbies. I do agree with Leslie Miller. Every now and again, you need a fella in the room that the people know.
Yeah, but it has to be a healthy balance.
But you need a fella in the... I believe we did as poorly in the face of the pandemic because we had a no-name prime minister and a no-name minister of national... I mean, of foreign affairs. And I like the minister of foreign affairs.
Oh, darn, he's just... Yeah, man.
As a matter of fact, I think they should have made him the minister of disaster. When disaster preparedness come as a ministry, I just say, Chief, it ain't make no sense you look at nobody. Get 2 things. Make me the minister of disaster preparedness. I go down there and I swing hammer myself.
But it don't matter who's the minister of disaster preparedness.
But this the prime minister
has, he's dealing with the entire thing.
This minister of foreign affairs portfolio is killing him though, post-Dorian, as the member of parliament for a family island seat that is used to having a prime minister as their member of parliament, right? So the man could never be there, but he really don't have prime ministerial power. The thing about Ingram is Ingram didn't have to be there. He was the prime minister. He could say, Howard, I want you to go down there, carry a couple of pieces of plywood, carry some shingle, where you go, make sure you carry felt, tell the people, Ingram send you. Ingram.
But when I show up there, I ain't got to say a word.
Right.
They say, see Howard, Ingram said it.
Right.
Did we know?
But Minister Henfield, he doesn't enjoy that.
No.
And he doesn't enjoy the recognition of a Perry Gladstone, yeah, but that, of a Hubert Alexander.
But those things comes with the development.
With time.
Ingram calls it political collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time to be able to build your proverbial acne bag with political collateral.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do as Obi does. You have to get into the people. You have to talk with the people. You have to kind of hit them with that kind of rhythm that Obi has to get to this position.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to this position casually just because of proximity. You don't get to these things. And I believe that a lot of these politicians under the umbrella of the Free National Movement believe that proximity is going to give them another opportunity to be able to get into the House of Assembly. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This election is going to be hold your man. Every man hold his man.
Let's take some phone calls, Howard, for the people. Cast me 323-623-2345-4316-325-4259. Me and Howard Grant, we just here chopping it up. We talking about man, I gotta have to play Keep the Fire Burning one more time. That just make me
still
feel
it.
Whenever I hear Keep the Fire Burning, I just start looking for Ingram. I don't know why. That is what has happened to me. Let's take the phone call. I want to call a yard.
Yes, good morning, Melo.
Hey, how you doing?
I, good morning, Howard.
Good morning, my brother. What's happening?
Man, thanking God for what's left.
Praise God.
You could tell me, I hire you, right? And you will come back to my office and tell me, but oh, man, things are so difficult for the past 3 years, and I couldn't get this done. Give me all kind of excuse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you received the paycheck at the end of every
month. And you never sent it back.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now I want you at this moment, at this beginning of the last year, to please send my money back. So you have done no production.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And don't look for me to renew nothing. Okay? Because it ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hire no prime minister to give me an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You told me you was a better person than the last man. Okay? Mm-hmm. I've never seen it so worse.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, last June, could you please tell me what you did with the $2.5 billion what you borrowed?
Mm-hmm.
Please explain that to me. Listen.
Mm, appreciate you, caller. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hey, caller. You there?
Hey, Mr. Miller. What's up, my brother?
All is well, do it.
Hey, Mr. Howard.
What's happening, my brother?
Call me Howard.
What's up, then?
Hey, your voice is best on this station.
I appreciate you, man.
And I appreciated the times I'm calling in, and you going at it in a good way, though.
Yes, but, yes.
You from Grand Bahama?
Absolutely.
Right. Yesterday, I asked one something that's pertaining to the same topic that you're talking about. Howard, I want your honesty. From 2019, mm-hmm. from the hurricane, mm-hmm. how is it, Mr. Grant, that people in Eastern Grand Bahama are still living in makeshift tents? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Explain that to me as a Bahamian.
Well, I couldn't tell you. I know that the fight that we're seeing in the papers right now has to do with illegal immigrants in a shanty town that wasn't supposed to be developed in the first place. So I know that the efforts that the government is placing on trying to be able to retain some semblance of power and being able to project themselves into an international arena has nothing to do
But Howard, what I'm saying to you, Mr. Grant, with the greatest respect, listen to me, sir. The hurricane going from 2019, you know, Mr.
I agree with you.
Grand Bahama has 4 sitting members of parliament.
And that was the deputy prime minister's position.
Five sitting members of parliament. And people in Grand Bahama, Mr. Grant, as we speak, mm-hmm. are still living in homemade tents. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about accomplishment? Okay, we had the hurricane. God forbid that happened. We have the pandemic. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing to respond to the people's needs? Mm-hmm. What are you doing to respond to the people's needs? Yes, we had a setback. Yes, I understand that. Yes, I respect that, Mr. Prime Minister. But what are you doing as the nation leader to respond to the people's needs? Why are you borrowing money to help the people's needs? And as we can see, in Grand Bahama in particular, in Eastern Grand Bahama, you still have people living in makeshift tents. But Howard, I can leave this with you and Mr. Miller. What made me laugh this weekend? Someone sent me a photo mm-hmm. from Eastern Grand Bahama mm-hmm. that someone was campaigning. And they gave it to the people who in the makeshift tents, the F&M. Mm. No shame. And you talking about accomplishment, man? You'll have a nice day, brother.
Shoot straight. That's crazy. Thompson.
Yeah.
You understand? The difficulty that this administration is going to have, especially with Grand Bahamians, is that Grand Bahama has been stagnant from 2004.
What will it take, though? Because, I mean, I see the Reverend McAlpine down there. God knows, I believe his heart is in the right place. But what will it amount to?
You mean McAlpine's push
mm-hmm.
in Pine Ridge?
Mm-hmm. What will it amount to?
It'll amount to just what McAlpine continues to be able to give us. He gives us great conversation. He always has a position that he talks about what needs to happen. But the people in Pine Ridge has already called me. How would we eat again this way or that way? I tell you, it's going to boil down to two.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to boil. See, and this is why I don't want nothing to do with politics during this particular dispensation. This is not a game. People are really in need.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I'm not mm-hmm. going to nobody's door and saying, hey, how you doing? My name is Howard Grant.
My name is
and I really want you to be able to support me for this political organization. I tell you, the Rastafella tell me, I like a true jar, you want me to vote for you? You got to give me $100. You got to give me $100. This was in 2012.
And you only need $100 because you come through.
I didn't have no money in 2012.
Correct.
You understand me?
Correct.
10 years later, that has amplified by 10. The fella need $1,000. Easy.
Minimum.
And it's not a game.
Let's read some text messages. Great show as usual. I don't mean to be selfish, but could you do a show like the Tree After Show again, please? I better work on it for you, I promise. Please play the Keep the Fire Burning song. I got that coming.
See that?
I got that coming. We need the Ministry of Youth and Sports to block the riot back of, what is this? Back by South Beach Pools going to the... Road. We need the Ministry of Youth and Sports to block the road back off by South Beach Pools going to the canals. All they're doing is dropping garbage off. Well, what they need to do is come and let's work on a plan to monitor the area because the people like me that grow up in South Beach, we thoroughly enjoy being able to go swim in the canal that we swam in as children. And I don't appreciate y'all continuing to block this road off without no explanation to me, who've been a resident for 30 years. I'm offended by it, actually. This says, good morning, Mr. Miller. For God's sake, please send Howard back to State of Death. Oh, Lord. They sent him back to us. What's wrong with you?
I left. We got to clear this up. I left. Everybody think Zed has to tell me. The people tell me that they didn't even know what to do. Well, we don't know what the procedures are. I see y'all only know how to fire people. We don't know what the procedures are. Did you send a letter in, Mr. Grant? I said, well, listen, I said everything in.
Yeah, you're trying to resign. People don't resign from
Zedness, sir. What are you doing?
Yeah. Mr. Miller, is the PLP or the FNM going to win the next election? I have the PLP slated to win by a narrow margin of about 4 seats. Could you ask Howard Grant the reason why? He just said it. Good morning, Levin. They always spell my name so many funny ways. It's amazing. I wish I had a name like Howard that they could spell.
Just, yeah?
Yeah. I don't wish I had a name like Howard. No. I like being Levin, but yeah, I just wish I people would learn to spell it. It says, good morning, Levin.
Once you live in the Bahamas, people call me Harvard. All sorts of things. You got to deal with it.
When you're playing team ball, it's easier to move the ball from point to point because you definitely can't pass it to yourself. And you know, Messi never watched Allen Iverson, eh? Mm. Allen Iverson's pass and assist to Allen Iverson. What you talking about? Anyway, Howard, I tell people that if I, during this pandemic, I would have preferred not necessarily the Christie cabinet. I want you to listen to me now. I want you to turn on your ears. In this pandemic, I would have happily accepted Prime Minister Perry Christie during this time. You agree or disagree with that? Let me give you my position first. I think Christie has what is called the savior complex. And so Christie would have gone to the international lending people early and say, listen to me, this Perry Christie, I give you $2 billion because these people don't have no job and the bank can't take these out. And he would have got up and he would says, when I think to myself, as prime minister, I say to myself, what would a prime minister do? What could a prime minister do?
I love Perry Christie.
What should we do for the single mother? How do we explain to the working class?
And I sit here and think about my mother.
And I say to myself as Minister of Finance, I say to myself, my God, and I look at Obi, and I say to my Minister of Tourism, I say, Obi, my God, we've got to help these people. Mm-hmm. And when I reach over and I see Alison Maynard Gibson, and I say to her, I said, when we think about where persons like yourself and myself have come from, my God, it could have been any one of us.
Yes.
And as prime minister, you have to contemplate these things. Mm-hmm. And so I said, we must do something. Mm-hmm. And we did. And it is to that end, we borrowed the money and we were able to. And by the time as you look, Perry Christie spent $2 billion. You only realize you only been awake in a year. All your bills pay. You don't know how Christie do it. But Christie just will make
if
sure.
If you're a PLP, you're straight.
Christie will make sure you ain't say.
You got you them stop. People in Grand Bahama making sure. Who would y'all vote last time, Howard? They skipped my house entirely.
Yeah, but Christie going to make sure you ain't ever say that Perry Gladstone Christie didn't take care of you. And that's because he's just that kind of guy, right? Like, I think this prime minister, his training as a physician has put him with a great ability to be stoic, staunch, and sometimes uncaring, right? He has to do, as a physician, what he has to do.
We presume him to be uncaring, or do you believe that he truly doesn't?
Man, does Hubert Minnis look like a man that have the word care in a dictionary that he owns?
He already asked, where is your heart?
Let's take some more calls. Christy Ingram Minnis, in the pandemic, who would you have preferred? I say to myself as prime minister.
I can be honest with you.
I say to myself I can be honest as with prime you. Minister.
I can be honest with you. The PRP shines in a time of deprivation. The PRP shines when we're in these kind of a tight position.
Yeah.
Because they come from a foundation where they've injected into your consciousness that we're wiping every tear from every eye. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the heavy lifting.
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want Jerome nowhere around this. Gene, I ain't sure if I want him there either. Don't get me wrong. I say bring the whole cabinet.
But you can't bring one without bringing the body.
I could take Obi.
No, sir. No,
I'm
sir.
Telling you.
No, sir.
In this pandemic, no, yeah, man, sir. Give me no, Obi.
You did give not Christy. Live in West Grand Bahama.
But listen,
I told you, West Grand Bahama,
help and hope is on the way.
From 2004.
That in the, you know how far that is? That in the West. We come into that.
2004. See, there is rubble right now from Francis and Jane in West Grand Bahama. I don't think Bakisha moved it yet. Mm. There is rubble right now. Obi said he's went to the mount. I don't know which mount that was and came down with the vision. Huh?
Yeah.
He said he come down with the vision for West Grand.
Let me see if I could bring Howard back home. Play the Obi Bascombe song for us.
I tell you what. You need to stop it.
You feel like you want to vote for Obi Howard?
Huh? This is play with 8 Mile Rock 7 times a day. You got one truck riding through 8 Mile Rock. Obi all day.
Yeah, you don't feel like you just want to vote for Obi?
No. I still don't want to vote for Obi.
No?
Everybody around me will vote for Obi. I couldn't vote for Obi.
Time to mark your ex, Howard.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, Lord.
I like Obi as an individual.
Who is the man, Howard?
I like Obi as an individual, but the fact of the matter is that we need, there are talented people in West Grand Bahama. There are talented people in West Grand Bahama. And you know what? It's going to be held for Brave Davis on the convention floor because he doesn't have the charisma that Obi Boscombe has.
They'll cannibalize him. He wouldn't dare try that in the convention
floor. Who? Obi?
Obadiah.
What you think he's coming for?
Obadiah.
What you think Obi coming for, Levon?
Obadiah no better than that.
Listen to me.
They could give him, they could
you
show him.
You got Obi, you got Glennis, you got Alfred Sayers all on the ticket. You look good. But you know when it come down to the nitty gritty.
Listen to me. You notice Alfred Sayers took his nomination, bow his head, and stand in the corner.
That's what you do right now. But until it's when it's game day.
When Obi come, they can say, Obi, we don't even want you standing up because we can keep our eye on you. You see that chair there? You sit in that and you don't move. And that's what's going to happen.
You read the story? It said that Obi was supported by a significant person, some founders of the PLP, mm-hmm. that said to the leadership of the PLP now, make sure you take care of Obi. Eh? Talk to me.
So this person wants me to continue reading their text. They didn't cuss me out, so let me finish. Good leadership will seek out able persons to see the things get done and foolishness will lead to a downfall. I see this happening not just in politics, but all around in the Bahamas. Okay. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, there? Not there. Next call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Turn on your radio.
How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. How about what's going on, man?
Everything cool. Is Antoine?
Yeah, it's Antoine.
Antoine, what's up, boy? You couldn't call me a ZNSA. You was something else, boy.
We bring him to the VIP entrance.
I appreciate you, man.
I don't know what's going on over there on top of the hill, right? But what I know, if they send you back down to the bottom of the hill, they definitely got to get rid of the country. We got to get rid of all of them. Levon, I hear you all talking with climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pine Mitch, I was talking about that earlier. I just get one thing for y'all. We also have a lady down there, Team Ginger Moxie.
Ginger Moxie.
And she got a song, too. Don't forget that now.
Now, listen, Anton. Anton.
She got a song. You ain't lying. Ginger for the people.
Anton, you should have sent Ginger in West Grand Bahama. You should have sent Ginger
Man, even my
in
producer
West
say, yeah.
Grand Bahama.
I have headphones on. I hear the producer say, listen, yeah.
Ginger from West Grand Bahama. Her brother is my barber. Mm-hmm. In Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. Every Jesus time I get my haircut, you ain't know my sister. You know Ginger? I said, Jesus, how much time you can tell me about Ginger?
Yeah.
I know Ginger a long time. Mm-hmm. Ginger should have been in West Grand Bahama. And Obi know that. Mm-hmm. He knows that. You cannot stagnate this kind of forward movement and currency to be able to push
but
your selfish desires.
She has to go and understudy him. Someone says, why can't Lincoln Bain be the prime minister? Can't get much
he can
voice.
Be the prime minister.
Can't get much voice under him.
I don't think that's the way that we make decisions.
I don't think that's the way we make decisions.
No.
The difference between Brown and Lincoln is Lincoln have a message that people want to hold on to. Brown just had looks. Boy, I think you're running out of that.
You need to stop it.
Mr. Miller, I'm so happy that you have our beloved brother Grant back home in studio with
that.
You to discuss politics. When you want to talk politics, Howard is the man. He's
I appreciate
very reliable
that.
In that.
Howard
name.
Grant. I ain't got no song. I got no song, you know.
Good morning. General elections was held on May 10th, 2017. Hurricane Dorian hit two islands. Tourists were coming to other islands while government gave NGOs more red tape. The world problems did not start until the Ides of March, the 15th, 2020. The generation that is increasing isn't on Facebook, though, I guess. But we are we not? Morning, Levin. This man called the prime minister is a disgrace to the baby people at the country. He said yesterday that as of the 23rd of this month, he will remove the curfew of all the
family islands except
that.
Grand Bahama and Nassau.
That. And what can stop us from going in a regatta towards these family
islands? Pineapple fest, I ready to go.
PM, do what you do best. Ring the bell. This is actually a song. I'm going to start playing. I think I'm going to play it every Thursday, right?
You're trying to get these people hypey.
I heard this song for the first time in the seventh grade when I was a student at the illustrious Prince William High School under the auspices then of
that's mature in
the
school
great
now.
Charles W. Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a fellow there, I can't remember his name, I think it was Travis Sawyer. He sang a song that goes, ring the bell, oh, ring the bell.
Ring.
Let the whole world know. So I'm going to look for that song because I want to play that as we go towards election.
Listen, this administration, and I just want to be able to, we've pointed out for the past, I want to say 4 years, that the PR for this administration has been poor. And for the prime minister to be able to come out at the forefront and say that, hey, listen, we lost 3 years, is an indictment on his particular leadership. And the fact of the matter is that the faith that we live in says that in the midst of crisis, we have to allow our God to reign. Mm-hmm. And this is when we expand and move to our next. See, I get dead preaching.
Hallelujah.
This is when we expand and move to our next level. You can't say calamity happened. That's where you put your faith in motion.
But my thing is, right, and Howard, we got 2 minutes, so I just... I don't want an easy things, Prime Minister.
I don't want nothing easy.
No, and I don't want a Prime Minister to anticipate that he was going to just come here and collect 140 and build big house and drive nice car and fellas speed him up and down.
You say he rejected the big house.
And you understand? Man, you're doing foolishness. And by the way, right, he cussed the PLP, say they waste $10 million on the Prime Minister's residence, but him and His Excellency spend 10 up on this house here on Mount Fitzwilliam, and I don't understand what is the difference between that 10 and this 10. This is the same $10 million. What are we talking about here?
It would have been 20.
I want you all to stop playing children's church like I can't read the newspaper, you know. Mm-hmm. How would they just make me upset sometimes?
The PR is poor, man. The PR, this language.
It's terrible.
The language. From you got to say Prospect Ridge and Young Professionals, the language is what's going to be able to pull them down.
Howard Grant, that's my music. I mean,
my brother, I appreciate the opportunity.
Howard, it's been good to see you.
He's a good and decent
man. Listen, they look at it with your complexion over there. I'm Leland Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. The news, it's now. Glory.